USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. One of the largest shipments of weapons yet to Ukraine is on its way. The $2.5 billion package includes air defense systems, artillery, and combat vehicles, but not the tanks that Ukraine requested. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says it will help meet Ukraine's needs on the battlefield as Russia continues its nearly year-long invasion. The White House announces new sanctions against a Russian-affiliated mercenary group. Here's Jared Rizzi.
The White House wants to make it harder for companies and countries to do business with Wagner Group, a big part of Russia's military machine. Here's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Our message to any company that is considering providing support to Wagner is simply this. Wagner is a criminal organization that is committing widespread atrocities and human rights abuses.
Kirby says Wagner has so far deployed 50,000 private military personnel to Ukraine.
A newly unsealed search warrant might point to the motive of Brian Koberger, who's accused of murdering four Idaho college students. The warrant reveals several items seized from his home following his arrest included hair strands. He's facing four counts of first-degree murder in the killings of Kaylee Gonzalez, Madison Mogan, Ethan Chapin, and Zana Kernodle. He's due back in court in June. Graceland is hosting a public memorial service this weekend for Lisa Marie Presley. She'll be buried at the site's meditation garden near her son, Elvis, and his parents. Fans will be able to view the gravesite following the memorial service on Sunday. Presley died last week at the age of 54. The Kansas City Chiefs looking to advance to their fifth consecutive AFC championship when they host the Jacksonville Jaguars this afternoon. The New York Giants visit the NFC's top seed Philadelphia Eagles tonight. Sunday marks the return match between Cincinnati and Buffalo, the first since DeMar Hamlin had a heart attack on the field. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An Illinois judge grants a temporary restraining order keeping a new gun control law from being enforced. About 800 lawsuits against the state's new ban on, quote, assault weapons were filed in state and federal courts. The law puts a limit on the sale of high-capacity ammunition magazines and bans devices that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire rounds automatically. Those opposing the measure say it violates their Second Amendment rights. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker remains confident the law will be upheld. A handful of Colorado police officers and paramedics are pleading not guilty in the killing of Elijah McClain.
McClain, a black man, died while in police custody a little over 3 years ago after he was placed in a chokehold and given ketamine while handcuffed. Police officer Randy Rodema and former officer Jason Rosenblatt will be tried separately for their role in restraining McClain, while paramedics Jeremy Cooper and Peter Chikuniek will also face a separate trial for injecting McClain with ketamine. Medical experts have said the ketamine injection led to McClain's death. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Existing home sales across the USA are at a 12-year low. The National Association of Realtors said that sales of previously owned homes fell 1.5% last month and were down for the 11th straight month. High mortgage rates and tight supply kept many buyers on the sidelines. The group's chief economist expects sales to pick up again soon due to declining mortgage rates. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.